Hello, welcome to another episode of the Easel Moments Podcast. I'm your host, your online health and wellness coach, Brian Kasem. And in this episode, I talk about how therapy has impacted my own relationship with food and how it's made it for the better. Let's be real, I couldn't do an intro without doing some sort of accent. You understand? But in this episode, I go over 5 things about how therapy has helped change my relationship with food for the better. So if you're interested in this and how therapy impacted me and my relationship with food, make sure you give this a listen. I love you. I'll see you in there.
I say a testing, 1, 2, 3. I say, everybody, just follow me, because we need a little controversy, because welcome to the These Little Moments podcasty. Anyways. Hello. Yeah, I'm just going to roll with it. You know, there's no need to edit that out at all. Why hide your true self? You know what I'm saying? So with that being said, welcome to another episode of These Little Moments Podcast. Let's put on the podcast voice. Welcome to another episode of These Little Moments Podcast. I'm your host, your online health physician. Your online health and wellness coach, Ryan Kasem. And hey, it's good to be here. Good to be back. It's been a long day. It's not really been a long day here. Today's been a day of mental health. Let's call it that. I started my day by doing a restorative yoga class, which was really amazing. So it was about an hour class, and there was a lot of meditation involved. There was some slight stretching, nothing too over the top, like nothing crazy. And it finished just with another long meditation session with like a sound bath and all that too. So it was a really, really good start to the day to just kind of get my thoughts and my breathing, more importantly, my breathing in a good place. And followed up by that was a therapy session. And for those of you who don't know, I'm a big advocate for therapy. I've been going to therapy for, how long have we been going to therapy for, huh? Over 5 years, which is kind of wild. That's a good chunk of time. And it's something I've been very vocal about from the start. I can remember when I first started going to therapy for the second time. So I originally went to therapy my senior year in high school when my parents were splitting up. And then I had my return to therapy about 3 years after college, so around 2017, 2018. And I decided to go to therapy for the second time just because I hit probably what I call rock bottom. And I was feeling a lot of stress. I was feeling kind of depressed. I was feeling very stuck in life. And, you know, I had a couple friends who passed away, had a grandfather who passed away, and, you know, my headspace just wasn't in a good place. And, you know, it took a complete stranger recognizing in the gym when I was working out, that I just wasn't in a good headspace. And I'm grateful they did, because they were able to, you know, help me realize that I need to seek help. And it's something I'm very grateful for. And so why am I talking about this? Why am I talking about therapy and all that? Well, if you haven't guessed it, that's what today's episode's about. It's about how therapy actually helped me with my relationship with food. And I think when we talk relationship with food, it's, I don't want to say it's a buzzword in the fitness industry, but it's a lot more common now than when I was growing up in the fitness industry. And it's a topic that, you know, really plays a big role in our lives, whether we realize it or not. And I think it's something that until you really create awareness around how you view food, how you eat, how you view foods as, you know, good, bad, or neutral, or whatever it might be, you know, it's not something you really get a hold of until, you know, you, like I said, you create that awareness around it. And when I went to therapy, like my intention wasn't to create a better relationship with food at all. You know, it was to get a handle on my anxiety and my depression, on any stress or anything that I was feeling. And it was my intention to really just deep dive into myself and get to know myself. And that's really where it started to shift my journey with my mental health, but also with my relationship with food. Because I was somebody who struggled with binge eating. I was somebody who struggled with sort of not extreme diets, but just almost like bodybuilding-ish style diets where I would get really, really lean and then I would bulk up, get to a place where probably not the healthiest place in a bulk. But I would do this and I created a bad body image in the process and all that. So by going to therapy, it actually shifted my awareness around myself. And what I mean by that is it shifted my attention less on the beehive in my head, like the anxiety, all that, and more on sort of recognizing my emotions more, recognizing my thought patterns, recognizing, you know, the things I would do, and like my behaviors. And it helps me create more awareness around my environment and how my environment was reinforcing some of these thought patterns. And like I said, that's the part I didn't expect from therapy, especially when it came to how I ate. Like, I didn't know that I would create enough awareness around boredom, for like say, for example, you know, and the behaviors I would do when I was bored, whether they were self-destructive or neutral or whatever they might be. But by going to therapy, it just helps you create a really strong awareness about the person that you are. And it helps you almost take like a 360 look on, okay, this is the person that I am currently. This is the person who I want to be. The things that I'm doing right now aren't in alignment with that. What do I need to change? How do I need to think? How do I need to feel? And how do I take space for that too? And I think that was the important part. At least that was the beginning of my journey with creating a better relationship with food. And I think the other thing that therapy really, really helped me with when it came to my relationship with food is it helped me recognize sort of the shame, guilt, feelings that I would get. And let me know if you'd agree with this. Let me know. Let me know if you agree. Yes, let me know. I have no idea how you'll do that. So let's just say if you are listening to this and you find it resonating with you, just send me a message on Instagram at @ByBrianFitness. But when I would sort of eat food, whether it was like dessert or anything like that, and overeat it, I would feel sort of like this shame and this guilt after I ate it. And it's something that really, I did not expect to work through, and that it wasn't sort of recognizing why I felt that way, right? Like the shame, guilt, like why do we feel these things? Because, you know, sometimes we feel shame because we know we're doing something that doesn't resonate with the person who we want to be, or we said we'd do something and then we do the opposite, right? You know, sometimes we feel guilt because we made a promise to ourselves and we break that promise. It's kind of, it's a normal thing to feel. But it's one of those things that it's not, it's almost like saying it's not okay in a way for you to shame or guilt yourself for it, you know? And again, you don't understand the process or why you're doing it. Or for me, for example, I didn't understand the process or why I was doing it, you know, until I went to therapy and started recognizing these behavior patterns and you know, the, you don't realize how much you beat yourself up until somebody else says, you know, you're really hard on yourself, or you really punish yourself a lot, right? And we go, and like I said, a lot of people who struggle with food, they will punish themselves, whether it's like they eat a lot one day and then they do a lot of exercise the next day to quote unquote try to make up for it. Or they will fast, or they will eat really clean, right? There's a lot of things people do to punish themselves because they feel shame, because they feel guilt. And I'm here to tell you that, hey, you don't have to feel shame or guilt because you ate a freaking burger, right? If anything, we have to do the opposite. We have to forgive ourselves. We have to say, hey, it's okay, right? We're not trying to be perfect. And I think, again, it's important to recognize where these things come from, because if you don't, you kind of keep going down the same rabbit hole, and it's not a fun rabbit hole to be down. You know what I'm saying, son? And that's where we go to, we're going down rabbit holes. You know, that's when we get into the root of reasons, right? The root of reasons and discovery. And I think it's really important to be able to go to the root of behaviors, because I think all too often we only stay at the surface. And when you stay at the surface, you just only continue to treat your surface problems or your surface symptoms, right? It's like taking ibuprofen because you have a headache, but maybe that doesn't go to the root issue of why you keep having headaches. Maybe it's an allergy. Maybe you're not properly hydrated. Maybe you're getting too much sun, right? Like maybe for whatever reason, right? You're not going to the root of what's causing these headaches. You're only treating the symptom, and it keeps reoccurring. It's kind of the same thing with why people overeat, why people use a reward system, you know, why people will stress eat, boredom eat, emotionally eat, whatever it might be. You know, you need to get to that root, and it's really helpful. Again, I know it's, now I'm kind of just rambling, but it's really helpful when you have a third party, a non-biased third party, who's able to sort of take apart what you're saying, diagnose it, analyze it, and give you good advice on how to proceed and move forward, and help you recognize those thought patterns. I think that's the thing I appreciate the most about therapy, is the almost the analysis. And it's funny, when I started therapy, that was like the thing I was scared of the most, was, well, what is this person going to think of me? You know, what am I going to discover because of what I'm saying about myself? You know, that's scary in itself. And, you know, it's so important to get to that root, to figure out what really is going on and what's causing it, what's causing you to replay these same narratives in your head. And that leads me to the next thing that I believe therapy is really helping my relationship with food, is communication. You know, not just like communication with people or loved ones or anything like that, which, you know, if you've heard me on other people's podcasts, like I really emphasize that, and I, how much that has played a role in my life and how important that is. And the biggest thing is communication. I would say communication with myself, the ability to communicate, and and sort of label what I'm feeling and label what emotion is occurring and how do I communicate that to myself, right? So like that's when I learn either to talk to someone else, talk to a loved one, talk to a friend. I learn to talk to myself more. So either checking in out loud or journaling or some sort of meditation, communicating what you're feeling on the inside is so important. I really can't overestimate how much it's important to check in with yourself and communicate with yourself and others. And I think by committing to a therapy appointment and speaking to someone, it trains you to just practice having hard conversations, and also just, like I said, recognizing what you're feeling and being able to verbalize it. I think that is incredibly, incredibly important. And the last thing that therapy has helped with me and how it's helped me create a better relationship with food. One thing I'll definitely say is if you have been a long time listener to this podcast, God bless you, right? Like, God bless you for taking the time to listen to my crazy accents, for listening to me ramble, for listening to me speak about whatever. You're the real hero, right? You are the real hero. You're the OG who's able to put up with me. So I'm grateful for you and I appreciate you. But basically, so far, let's recap. How therapy has helped my relationship with food is it's helped me create more awareness around myself. It's helped me with the shame/guilt process of food. It's helped me discover root issues. It's helped me communicate better. And for the last thing, it's helped me come up with strategies for myself. And again, my intention when I go to therapy, it's not to talk about food. It's to talk about sort of my day-to-day things. But by going and talking about these things, it had a direct translation to, you know, how I did view food and how I changed my eating and all that as well. Just based on the same things I would talk about in therapy. So in therapy, let's say like I was feeling a lot of anxiety or I'd be procrastinating a lot or something like that. You know, a therapist helped me create strategies of things I could do to help get past procrastination or help me, get through my anxiety or sit with my anxiety or be still with my emotions and recognizing my emotions. You know, that's the great part. It's like a therapist is almost like a coach in a way, where you have this problem, you discuss it, you discuss goals, and then you create strategy to get to that goal. And I think that's the really important part, right? Especially so like, let's say you struggle with boredom eating. You know, a strategy I would go over to my client is, hey, first thing I want you to do is wait 10 to 20 minutes, right? Wait, sit with yourself, see what emotions come up, see what you're feeling. You know, don't give into that initial urge of wanting that food. Ask yourself why as you're sitting there, like discover the reason, like, are you hungry? Are you stressed? What are you feeling in this moment? Right. You know, creating strategies around your obstacles because you have a new goal in mind. I think that's so important. And that's what, at least in my experience, my therapist helped me, you know, implement and discover. So all this to say, I'm not saying therapy is for everyone. I'm not saying you have to go to therapy to repair your relationship with food. I just think it was a really cool sort of discovery and moment when I just realized that because I went to therapy to work on myself and work on my own mental health and my own, you know, issues in life and traumas and all this stuff, it helped me, you know, translate the same with my relationship with food. And also by bettering my mental health, it helped me better my relationship with food. It helped me better my relationship with exercise, right? Because there was a point when I was having panic attacks in the gym because I was that person who would just try to bench press their feelings away, right? And I would just start getting panic attacks in the middle of my workouts. So it helped me really reclaim my fitness, my health, my physical, my physical fitness. It helped me just reclaim my love for it, my passion for it, and my reason why I do it, right? And it became less about just trying to look good and more about how my body moves, how my body feels. And I think that was just a great indirect result of going to therapy. And if you're struggling with the relationship with food or anything like that, like, there are counselors that are specific for food. So I highly encourage you, if you're someone who struggles with eating disorder or anything like that, like, highly encourage you to seek out a counselor specifically for that. But if you're not someone who specifically has an issue with an eating disorder, then just going to therapy in general will help your overall mental health and can translate a lot with, you know, your eating and your relationship with food. Or you can work with me and I'll help you. I will help you. I sure will. I promise you. But yeah, anyways, regardless, this has gone on long enough. I don't know. Who gave me this mic, huh? Who gave me this mic? Come on. You're crazy. Anyways, this is me talking to myself in my house alone. Anyways, I love you super much. Thank you for listening to this episode. I really appreciate it. If you so fancy, could you please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts? Because you leave a 5-star review, it's going to help someone else who needs to hear this very same podcast, who needs to hear these words, and it can help them and change their lives, all because you left a 5-star review. So please leave a 5-star review. I appreciate it. And if you'd like to work together, if you'd like to repair your relationship with food, if you'd like to lose weight for good, if you'd like to get strong as hell in the process, and you'd like to listen to my crazy accents as I help you with that, you can apply for coaching at bytobrian.com/coaching. That's it. That's the podcast. So thank you so much for listening. I love you super much. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out, guys.